This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. A trip to Israel is not as difficult as you might think. In fact, a trip to Israel is life-changing. I caught up with Ryan Talley, who serves as the faith-based public relations director for the Israel Ministry Tourism's North American Christian Team, the Midwest region, about traveling to Israel and how it will change your life.
En Gedi is an oasis in the middle, basically, of the desert in the Dead Sea area. You know, Saul was there, and David was off in another cave, and he cut off part of the robe of Saul and so many other things. And it is gorgeous. There is water that is flowing from the waterfalls that come from En Gedi.
You can go stand under it and let it refresh you after your hike in the very arid and dry Dead Sea air. That's exactly where I would go if I were David. Like, if I ran across this, that's where I would be hiding out too because of water. And there's just north of En Gedi, you have Qumran. And you have, you know, the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls, and you have the accuracy of the scripture. God allows change, but he doesn't change, and his word is forever.
That's something that's really important for all of us to realize here on the Middle East Report. God's word does not change. His word is solid. You can trust the word of God. And something else that I like to tell people, the Bible is a Jewish book. Jesus was Jewish. And when you come to Israel, you realize the scriptures, they come alive. You realize the context. You realize the Jewishness of the scriptures and what you read every single day. And it's just absolutely incredible. And
there's just so much. It's everywhere you step, you're stepping into, like you're stepping into the Word of God, everywhere you step.
You know, there's people who are listening, especially maybe some pastors who've been considering a trip to Israel. They're interested in going to Israel, but they really don't know how to start. They don't know what to do. You know, what's the first thing they need to be thinking about with a trip to the Holy Land?
I firmly believe that every single pastor on the planet needs to visit Israel at least once, because every sermon after that is going to be fresh and different. It's going to give you so much more context, and that's the number one rule in studying Scripture. We're not just to read Scripture, we're supposed to devour it. We're supposed to study it, and to really study it is to know who, what, where, when, why, and how. You really need to know the context. The three rules of studying Scripture is context, context, context. And going to Israel really kind of pulls the veil back on a lot of things. And so pastors can go back to their congregations with fresh perspectives and really, really clear, correct contextual teachings. Not that they couldn't without it, but it helps. It helps tremendously. What I would say to those pastors is go. Just you go. You and your wife, you and your family, you go. You don't have to go on some huge tour. You don't have to book some big thing. You can go. An individual can go to Israel. It's safe even now. It's safe. You can go. You can feel comfortable. You can rent a car. The road rules are the same. You can get around just fine. You can have an Airbnb or a hotel, or you can go glamping, camping, do whatever you want to do. And if you do it that way, it's not that expensive. You can go and enjoy it and see. Come and see. And then tell. Then you come back to your congregation. You're going to do trips. If you go as a pastor and you come back, you're going to figure out a way to do trips. And it's not that complicated. And if you can always reach out to the Ministry of Tourism. That's what we're here for. We can connect you. We can educate you. We'll bend over backwards to make sure people are going and seeing the truth of the land and the people.
Your journey to the Holy Land starts when you visit holyland.israel.travel. It's a great website that's filled with a lot of amazing information, including powerful videos. So check that out, holyland.israel.travel. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Thanks for listening. Get a podcast of the show at afr.net.